I'm Megan Kamrick with news about women from the Women's Media Center, Women's eNews, and other sources around the world. This week in women's history, on March 16, 2003, Rachel Corrie was killed by a bulldozer in Gaza. She was an American activist who was part of the pro-Palestinian International Solidarity Movement, which tried to block the destruction of Palestinian homes by the Israeli army. Equal pay for equal work leads all other issues for working women in this election. That's according to a survey by the AFL-CIO. The Wall Street Journal reported the survey of about 23,000 working women, most of them union members, found that fixing the wage gap trumped all other issues for working women. Affordable health care and guaranteed health care for all came in second and third. A majority of women responding said they were the top breadwinners in their households, making equal wages even more important. The first all-female crew of Royal Brunei Airlines made history this week with an inaugural flight. Ironically, the destination was Saudi Arabia, where women are still not permitted to drive cars. The BBC reported the women flew a Boeing 787 Dreamliner from Brunei to Jeddah. It coincided with Brunei's National Day of Independence. Saudi women have launched a campaign on social media showing themselves driving, but they risk being fined and arrested for doing so. It just got a little less expensive to be a woman in Chicago. Vox reports that the Windy City's city council voted to get rid of sales tax on tampons and pads this week. They have now classified these as medical necessities, decreasing a sales tax of more than 10%. However, the city's portion of that tax is only 1.25%. The rest would have to be removed by the state. Five states, including Minnesota, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, Maryland, and Massachusetts, have already removed the tax, as has Canada, reports BuzzFeed. Seven more, including Illinois, are considering it. Five women in New York are suing over the tax there, claiming it's unconstitutional. Microsoft is backpedaling after news that it used dancers in erotic schoolgirl outfits as entertainment during its Xbox party at the Game Developers Conference. The Crave reported this came within 24 hours of the company hosting a Women in Gaming luncheon at the conference. Xbox chief Phil Spencer told The Verge that the event was, quote, not consistent or aligned to our values and promised to do better in the future. In Nigeria, lawmakers voted against a gender and equal opportunities bill that sought to address major gaps in rights between men and women and mandate girls be at least 18 before they're married. Quartz Africa reports the bill focused on eliminating discrimination based on gender in the fields of politics, education, and employment. It also prohibits violence against women and promotes protection for widows. It got support from numerous lawmakers, but failed to succeed on the floor of the Senate, where a majority voted against it. Some invoked the idea the bill was incompatible with certain religious laws and beliefs. The bill's rejection brought an uproar on social media. Four presidential campaigns have significant wage gaps between male and female staffers. Jezebel reports that an analysis found that Ted Cruz pays female staffers on average about $20,000 less than male staffers. Bernie Sanders' campaign tends to pay women slightly more, but the top 10 highest paid staffers are all men. Marco Rubio suspended his campaign this week, but women on his campaign made an average of $5,000 more than men, and among his top 10 staffers, six were women. Men and women make about the same amount on Hillary Clinton's campaign staff. In January, Elizabeth May Davidson, a female field organizer on Donald Trump's campaign, filed a discrimination complaint, contending that in the campaign staff, men were paid more than women, and they were also favored to produce campaign rallies. She also said that when she first met Trump, he made a comment about her appearance. And Reuters reports that half of the women in the U.S. have an unfavorable opinion of Trump. As the Supreme Court considers whether or not to uphold a Texas law restricting abortion, a study from the Texas Policy Evaluation Project at the University of Texas estimates that 100,000 women have attempted self-induced terminations. The Daily Beast reports women are also traveling much longer distances, waiting longer, and shelling out more expenses in order to obtain abortions. Since the law was enacted in 2013, more than half of the facilities providing abortion care in Texas have closed. The law requires abortion providers to meet the same standards as ambulatory surgical centers, and doctors must have admitting privileges at a hospital within 30 miles. The panel on women's economic empowerment held its first meeting at the United Nations this week. AllAfrica.com reports Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said the group can lead the charge for women's economic empowerment. Ban said women and girls must enjoy the same employment, legal rights, and leadership opportunities as men and boys. The panel was launched earlier this year at the World Economic Forum and is supposed to provide recommendations on how to improve economic outcomes for women and promote their leadership in fostering sustainable economic growth that is inclusive and respects the environment. The panel is co-chaired by Costa Rican President Luis Guillermo Solis and Simona Scarpaleggia, the CEO of IKEA Switzerland. A report is expected next year. In Ireland, elections are underway and all three parties agree on one thing. They'll pledge to hold a referendum on whether a woman's place is in the home. The Independent reports that an article in the Irish Constitution says just that. It says the state recognizes that by her life within the home, a woman gives to the state a support without which the common good cannot be achieved. It continues, the state shall therefore endeavor to ensure that mothers shall not be obliged by economic necessity to engage in labor to the neglect of their duties in the home. It was enacted in the early 20th century to ensure women could access maternity leave and other benefits, but critics say it looks outdated and sexist. Last year, the UN urged Ireland to change the law because it contributes to a pervasive inequality. And in New Mexico news, former New Mexico women's basketball coach Yvonne Sanchez says she will address in the future if race or gender played a factor in her firing. The Associated Press reports the veteran coach said at an emotional news conference on Friday she believed male coaches may have more time to turn around struggling programs while female coaches don't. New Mexico Vice President for Athletics Paul Krebs fired Sanchez on Friday, saying he didn't see a trend toward a championship for the team after five seasons. For Women's Focus, I'm Megan Kamarick.